Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Right, I love this. People get in touch with me and ask me questions they think only Dave's World can answer. And they're right. Sometimes I will Google the answer, and sometimes we need an expert. Today's question comes in from Orla. It's about insects, and that's why we've turned to Colly Ennis, who is the Research Associate of the Department of Zoology in Trinity College Dublin, and also the man behind the podcast, The Critter Shed, because Colly knows all about insects. Colly, how are things?
How are you, lad?
Good. So listen, I'll get straight to it. I got a message in on my Instagram from Orla, and Orla has a question for you, which is, question, do flies hibernate upside down? I'm going around the house pushing them the right way up, thinking I'm Dr. Doolittle, but am I really killing them? Thanks, says Orla.
Oh my God, it's wonderful that people care, isn't it? It really is. No, she's not killing them, but they do hibernate upside down. They're basically, they have those sticky feet that will cling onto any surface, and they go into a type of hibernation phase during the winter.
Right.
It's basically one of two ways that they survive the winter. They either survive as maggots, which is their young, eating away at rotten vegetation and or animals under the frost and the snow, and they'll survive during the winter doing that. Or they survive as adults, and they go into a thing called diapause, which is an insect version of hibernation. And basically they shut their body down for a couple of weeks, couple of months, and then as soon as it starts to warm up again, off they go.
Colly, this is amazing. I thought you were just going to go, no, Orla, the flies are already dead. They don't hibernate, you maniac. But I had no idea that they hibernated. And did they, like, can a fly go in and out of this state? Like, can it live for years that way?
No. The lifespan of a fly, on average, will be about 30 days. But when they do shut down in this phase, so say if it's coming into the winter period, and they're getting a bit sleepy or a bit cold, they'll nip away into a crack or a crevice, or in the wild, they'd be in tunnels or in caves.
Yeah.
And they'll just, as I said, shut their body down, just basically go into suspended animation, like, you know, what we hope to do if we ever travel to the stars. We'd have to kind of figure out how to do that too.
Yeah.
And basically, that they can extend their life because they're not burning up any energy. They're really just ticking over. It's kind of like a car in neutral, just sitting there waiting to go, and then when it gets warm enough, they'll rev themselves up and head off and do their fly business.
Is there a human equivalent, Colly, that we can use for lockdown?
I was just about to suggest.
Could we get into a crevice in our attic and just get someone to wake us up when all this is over?
Lockdowns and severe hangovers. I think we should.
He's not dead. He's just hungover. So put him the right way around. Yeah, but for Orla's question then, so if the fly has gone into this hibernating type state, as we view it, upside down, and then it comes back to life and it's the other way around, is it going to be freaked out, or is it like, this is grand?
I don't think it would care. At that stage,
right,
body functions are so slow, and it's so, it's everything's shut down to a degree that it probably wouldn't even be aware that she's picking it up, if
gotcha.
That makes sense to
yeah.
you. And then as soon as it warms up, even if she was to hold it in her hands, like today I found a bumblebee, a queen bee, that got a belt of that cold air that we just got over Dublin City, and she was on the ground, and when I picked her up, as soon as she was on my hand for a few minutes, she started to warm up, and that's the same system that would happen to that fly.
Okay. Very interesting.
Reminds me of kind of the fly equivalent of Captain America when he's frozen since the World War II, and then is woken up. So basically the fly wakes up and goes, what year is this?
What year is this?
Did the Red Sox win?
Yeah, exactly. Well, look, they're after avoiding the worst year ever if they stay in that state for a long time.
Come here, on a completely unrelated question. I recently saw a false widow in my shed.
Mm.
And then my instinct with the false widow is obviously to get rid of the false widow in whatever way is possible, because obviously their bites are not pleasant. But
is that Mrs. O'Riordan?
Because her husband is dead, I can confirm that. But it's disappeared in the shed, and I don't know where it has gone, or whether it was just in there briefly, or whether it is in there. Should I hunt it out, or should I just leave it be?
Leave it be. If it's in your shed, it's not doing you any harm. If you have like coats or jackets in your shed, for anyone who's a keen gardener out there, if you have a coat or a jacket in your shed, always make sure you give it a good shaking out. Not only for false widows, but at this time of year, you're going to have the queen wasps. They love to use jackets and blankets that are hanging up in sheds as hibernation stations, if you want to call them.
Interesting, right.
So it's always good to shake out your jacket for any bugs or creepy crawlies that might be in there. The false widows in your shed are actually a really good thing, to be honest with you, because you're not going to have as many wood lice and you know, all those nasty little other invertebrates that are very fond of munching on wood. So you're going to extend the life of your shed by having the falsies in there. And
sounds
you definitely won't get wasps coming in and making their nest in there, which you also don't want. So you know,
great.
They're a pay our rent that way.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
Nature's bouncers.
That's it, exactly, yeah.
Collie Ennis, thank you as always. Lovely to talk to you. Research Associate in the Department of Zoology at Trinity College. And don't forget, if you like bugs, you can listen to Collie's podcast, The Critter Shed. Collie, thanks as always, man.
Anytime, lads.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.